My friend, as we prepare to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow and what it means to be in a land of the freedom that God has given us in America, last night I was asked to bring a patriotic and gospel devotional at a gathering of a neighborhood community. My friend Paul, every year, comes together with those around him, his family members and friends, and invites people over for a cookout, and he does it for the express purpose of winning people to Christ and encouraging them to get into the Word of God. And I was so impressed that last night, one of the young men who had attended a Bible study that I had taught several months ago at his grandmother Maggie's home, Jake, was there to recite for us again the books of the Bible. And I felt like a roving reporter with my little pocket recorder last night. And I wanted you to just take part in just a glimpse of the wonderful fellowship that we had with youngsters and oldsters alike that came together to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And may I just say, I encourage you to consider having an outreach in your community, right there in your own home, right in your own backyard, and listen to what we did last night. Here's just a taste. Here's Paul, and here's Jake.
I almost feel like a roving reporter as we are celebrating on the 2nd of July over here at Paul's house, this wonderful gathering, an outreach to his community, something I highly recommend to those of you listening in on the Moment of Inspiration. And it's interesting because I've asked to have them come in a separate room here, our host, who will soon be, how old, Paul?
94.
Soon to be 94, and Jake is?
8
years old. And so, I just was so impressed that each of these of my brothers in Christ, one of them 8 years old and one soon to be 94, have committed to their mind the great truths of God's Word, and in Jake's case, from Genesis to Revelation. And I'm going to ask him to say them from memory. And Jake, I know that you have a record of 29 seconds. That's wonderful. But say it in your own speed tonight so that as this is played on the Moment of Inspiration, it'll be an encouragement to people of all ages. Go ahead, Jake.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st Kings, 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastic, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, and Jude, and Revelation.
Jake, that is wonderful. And Paul, as we think about what it would be like for every 8-year-old, a young man and young lady to start learning God's Word and committing not just the books, but what's in the book to his heart. And I know that Jake is a student of the Word.
Yes.
You have been a student of the Word for decades and decades now. It's amazing what God has written upon your heart and in your mind. And for an encouragement to any who would say, well, I'm getting on in years. I don't really remember like I used to. I just want you to, if you would, I've asked you in so many public settings when I'm speaking there and you happen to be in attendance, to come up to the microphone and to just recite particularly from one of the great hymns that blesses us so tremendously. And if you care to even comment before you give these lyrics, tell people why this picture to you is so profound.
The love of God is richer than tongue or pen can tell. And the last verse of this song is so meaningful. It says, if we with ink the ocean fill, if we could fill the ocean with ink, and all the skies were made of parchment, to write the love of God would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. That's wonderful. I thank the Lord for many years of Christian experience, and I truly love the Lord tonight. Thank you.
Paul, thank you for this outreach at your home and so many people here in the community that have come to celebrate not just the birth of the nation, but true freedom, and that comes only through Christ.
And so you have a glimpse of what we enjoyed last night, my friend. And as we close out today's moment of inspiration, I remind you, now here's a young man, Jake, 8 years old, Paul, in his 90s. Both have a love for Jesus Christ and his word. Why is it so important? Well, all scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, from Genesis to Revelation, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, may I say, that the woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the celebration that we had last night, talking about this nation's freedom, talking about how it was built upon your word and for the glory of Jesus Christ. And I pray for my friend listening in today. I pray for myself, even as we look ahead to tomorrow, to the actual 4th of July, that we would remember that true freedom is not based upon the flag, but true freedom eternally is based upon the cross. And it's under that cross that we come right now, and we thank you to the glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.